Learning Italian certainly feels challenging at times. I remember having lots of very good reasons why I couldn't do it. It's too hard, I don't have time, I don't live in Italy, and so on.
Yes, I like to use those excuses for myself for other languages too.
But then at some point I changed my approach and then I actually managed to learn Italian, and I've seen lots of students who don't live in Italy do the same in our online Italian school. And along the way, I've realized that some of the reasons that we think we can't learn Italian simply aren't true, or they're not as important as they seem at first. Speaking Italian is definitely more achievable than you might think.
Yes. So if you're struggling because Italian's too hard, you don't have time, or for any other reason, keep listening. We'll show you how to start speaking Italian anyway.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Before we get started, we just wanted to let you know that registration for our online Italian school is opening in a few days. Places tend to sell out quickly, so if you'd like us to notify you when doors open, click the link in the description.
So let's talk about some common held beliefs that might be getting in the way of you learning Italian. Our first one, in fact, is
l'italiano è difficile. L'italiano è difficile.
Italian is difficult.
L'italiano è difficile. It definitely feels difficult sometimes, but mostly just for adults. It seems effortless for children. Do you know why that is?
Well, it's possible that there's a biological difference, but actually the jury is still out on that, and linguists are still arguing about it after decades and decades. But there is an important practical difference that I think we can all learn from to become better at learning Italian. So while adults tend to be stuck behind books memorizing rules, kids are out in the world babbling away and learning.
Their superpower. They're not afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah, and I definitely think this works for adults too, because I spent the first 2 years learning Italian the grown-up way, in quotation marks, but I actually ended up with no conversation skills to show for it. And it was only when I started trying to speak, despite feeling like a toddler and making mistakes, that I actually started making proper progress in speaking Italian.
And you don't need to know a lot before you jump in. Communication with the few words and phrases you know will help you learn much faster than any grammar lesson can.
Next, the opposite.
Imparare l'italiano è facile. Imparare l'italiano è facile.
Learning Italian is easy.
Imparare l'italiano è facile.
So sometimes people go the other way and they expect to be able to learn Italian in 5 minutes a day or after a few months of using an app. And we have the marketing departments of big language learning companies to blame for this, I think.
Yes, and these kinds of messages can be quite dangerous for your motivation because they leave you feeling disappointed or worse, like there's something wrong with you when it doesn't work.
Yeah, and actually, it really does take time and consistent effort to master a language. And anybody who tells you that that isn't true is definitely trying to sell you something. So we should all be a lot more patient and a lot more forgiving with ourselves when it's taking longer than we expected.
And that doesn't mean it has to be difficult or boring. You can find ways to learn that are light and that you enjoy. It feels like a hobby you look forward to every day.
Next.
Imparare l'italiano è impossibile se non vivi in Italia. Imparare l'italiano è impossibile se non vivi in Italia.
Learning Italian is impossible if you don't live in Italy.
Imparare l'italiano è impossibile se non vivi in Italia.
This makes logical sense. When you live in Italy, you're immersed in Italian all the time, so you just end up magically fluent, no?
Mm-hmm. In practice, it doesn't work like that. We know people who've been living in Italy for many years and still don't speak the language. And some of our online students speak Italian fluently, despite never having lived here.
To speak Italian, what you really need is practice. And you can get this from all over the world by talking to Italians in your area or taking online conversation classes. So it doesn't really matter where you are. It's always possible to learn Italian. Next, my favorite, because I really did believe this one.
Imparare l'italiano è solo per i nerd. Imparare l'italiano è solo per i nerd.
Learning Italian is only for nerds. So Italians say the word nerd too, just pronounce the Italian way, nerd.
Imparare l'italiano è solo per i nerd.
So this one really got me, I think, because I used to think that I had to be like a languages person to learn Italian, and I definitely wasn't. I was really terrible at languages at school, and for quite a long time I thought that that was why I couldn't learn Italian, because I found all that grammar stuff quite boring, and it also took me a long time to learn and remember it.
Me too.
And well, this is really interesting because you run away from grammar. If I mention a word like adverb, you basically leave a Matteo-shaped hole in the wall.
It's true.
But at the same time, you use complicated tenses in English more accurately than many other Italians do when they speak English, even though they know all the theory and you never bothered learning that stuff.
I guess I just kind of learned by doing, listening and speaking mostly.
And I kind of realized the same thing in Italian. I didn't need to master all that theoretical stuff from books before I could talk to people in Italy.
Yeah, fluency isn't about memorizing every grammar rule perfectly. It's about communication. If you listen a lot and practice speaking, you can learn how stuff is used in real life.
But what if you're afraid to speak?
Imparare l'italiano fa paura. Imparare l'italiano fa paura.
Learning Italian is scary. Literally, it makes fear. Fa is it makes, and paura is fear.
Imparare l'italiano fa paura.
It can definitely be intimidating at first, especially when you're afraid of sounding silly, but you really have to stop being so hard on yourself and give yourself permission to be a beginner, because everyone has to start somewhere. And I find it really helps to involve people in your learning and to tell them,
sto imparando l'italiano. Sto imparando l'italiano.
I'm learning Italian.
Sto imparando l'italiano.
This way, Italians will expect you to have long pauses and make mistakes when you speak, because it's normal when you're learning.
And Italians are usually very encouraging.
Another helpful tip is to get used to speaking by finding informal situations to practice in. You can try with a group of learner friends or with our lovely Italian teachers and community at the online Italian school. Next.
Imparare l'italiano non è utile. Imparare l'italiano non è utile.
Learning Italian isn't useful.
Imparare l'italiano non è utile.
Not everyone knows this, but I actually started learning Italian because Spanish class was full.
Unbelievable. I suppose a lot of people think, why learn Italian when I could learn a more widely spoken language?
But since then, even though I started learning it by accident, I've realized that this is actually the best reason to learn Italian. And it's exactly because not a lot of people learn it that Italians warm to you in ways that they probably don't with other tourists. So you get to make these lovely connections with locals that you wouldn't get otherwise. Finally.
Non ho tempo per imparare l'italiano. Non ho tempo per imparare l'italiano.
I don't have time to learn Italian.
Non ho tempo per imparare l'italiano.
This one's probably true, actually. So learning Italian really is a big commitment and you have to be ready for it. But at the same time, we do have to ask, are you sure you don't have time? Because we've all heard these shocking statistics about how between social media and TV, we spend hours of leisure time staring at screens. Apparently the average is over 5.
Even if you don't watch that much, if you can find 30 minutes a day and make it a fun part of your routine, maybe with a coffee and a glass of wine, you'll end up learning a lot of Italian and feeling really pleased with your progress.
And if you'd like a done-for-you option with fun daily lessons where you can read stories and listen to natural conversations, we'd love to see you in our online Italian school.
You'll also get to practice speaking in a supportive environment where it's okay to make mistakes and get personal feedback from our team of friendly teachers.
We'd love to have you join our community. To find out more, click the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian, alla prossima.